support comes from Warren Perrin, author of Acadian Redemption, The History of the Origin of the Cajun Culture, From the Terror of Exile to the Triumph of Reconciliation, and Beau Soleil, the man who led the first group of Acadians to Louisiana. A French translation of the book entitled Une Saga Acadienne is now available. More at acadianmuseum.com.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal du Dimanche held every Sunday from 1 to 4. Upcoming performers include Corey Lede and his Zydeco Band, Brandon Morrow and the Cajun Friends, Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble, and Blake Miller and the Vermilion Playboys. More on upcoming performers, special events, and tours at vermilionville.org.
That's Wayne Perry with Old Joe Clark. And thanks for joining me today on Encore. Welcome. Today we're going to listen to a lot of music from the archives, and in particular the Liberty Theater Collection. And to help me today, and to help me, we have Kendall Broussard in the studio. Thanks, Kendall, for joining me today.
You're welcome, Megan.
Kendall is the one who picked out all the music for today's show. And thank you so much. It is finals week, and so it's rough to plan. But Kendall, you work at CSET, the Cajun and Creole Archives at CSET. What do you do there?
I catalog the Liberty shows. And what I do is I listen to each show, and as I listen to it, I input the name of the artist and the songs that they do, and then that gets put into the database where people can go and look up a show or an artist or a particular song that's been played at the Liberty.
Cool. And that's one of the ways that I use the archives. I haven't done a whole lot of the Liberty shows in particular because it takes a little more time for Chris Segura to get the audio to me, but he has to take it off the videos and then give it to me. But what are we going to start with today, Kendall?
First, we're going to have Walter Mouton, and this was from February of 1990.
And do you have the names of the songs or anything?
He'll be doing the Lacassine Special, Le Bague Cribri, and the Hathaway Two-Step.
All right. Let's listen to that.
We're live from the Liberty Theater here in Eunice, Louisiana. Bien content d'être avec vous autres. Et puis, on a notre partie de notre visite avec Monsieur Walter Mouton et tous les Scott Playboys avec quelque chose qui s'appelle le Lacassine Special. We'll be right back.
Mission Milan Moya. We brought that to the town. A ten oblique person. You don't do parmune. A joint de bambune. Au plan quand tu veux prendre. Je m'arrête ton aller.
Tule Scott Playboys. Hey, Walter, sta prins observer que ta and this is affaire que Bruce Dickerpon me autour de ton ventre là. Que faire t'acheter ça?
Il y a deux raisons. Un pour cacher le ventre et l'autre pour pas massacrer l'accordéon.
Ouais. Mais j'ai vu Bruce en avait un fait en cuir.
Non, moi j'ai mis du sponge en non.
Du sponge, ouais. Puis là, il y a du velcro en arrière.
Ça, puis un agrafe, je sais pas quoi.
En tout cas, ça perd contrôle. Ouais. Et là, c'est adjustable?
Ouais, un élastique en tout.
Juste en tout cas, ça...
Donne une place pour maigrir ou engraisser.
Ou engraisser. Tu connais, t'as perdu un tas de poids, je vois.
Quelques années.
Ouais, parce que...
20 livres.
Ouais, la dernière fois que je t'ai vu, la moyenne, je comprends, le docteur avait dit de guetter ton poids. Ça veut dire qu'il l'avait droit en avant et tu pouvais le voir.
Là, j'ai décidé que j'ai plus trop pour commencer de l'hôtel.
T'as pu faire un exercise program, des aerobics ou quelque chose?
Ouais, j'ai un bon exercice. Pousse l'assiette au
ouais,
côté.
Ouais, ça, le meilleur exercice de tout. Ouais, all right. Alors, jouer une valse, Astor, quelque chose qui s'appelle la bague qui brille. Puis on va jouer ça pour tous les nouveaux mariés. Belle la bague qui brille. Une triste histoire, ça. Ça te fait pas, ça te donne pas envie de te désoler des fois quand ils chantent ça? Oh, Lord, ça m'a passé des frissons. C'est pas Johnny Allen qui a fait ça? Une des nouvelles chansons que Johnny Allen a fait pour Cajun Born, je crois. Hein? Pete Bergeron appelle ça Nécadien. Moi, j'ai un Nécadien moi aussi, je pense. On a tous des Nécadiens. On va jouer une chanson de Rita Sterl que bah, tu t'as dit que tu n'aurais pas chanté. Hein? Mais il a tu chantes ça, hein? Le Hathaway Two Step. We'll be right back. way two-step. Mais Hugues, t'as pas chanté à rien. Mais tu connais, y a pas de parole pour ça.
Oh, I know it feels, sounds just like a Saturday night at the Liberty Theater. But it's not. Sorry to trick you all. Kendall, you want to tell us who that was?
That was Walter Mouton and the Scott Playboys.
And who played with him?
On the accordion, you had Walter. And then on the fiddle, you had UJ Moe. Drums was Nolan Duga. Bass was Don Gary. And still was Randall Foreman.
Really good musicians. And so, Kendall, like I said before, if you're just joining us, Kendall picked out all of these recordings today that we're listening to here on Encore from CSET's Cajun and Creole Archives. And she works there, and she catalogs all of the Liberty recordings, and I bet you see a lot of really cool things.
A lot of really cool things, and sometimes some very humorous happenings there on the Liberty show. So it's always interesting, no matter what it is.
Every now and then she finds tapes of when people our age were really young, like doing French immersion programs on the Liberty. The youngest age 4, you know, and the oldest 8. And it's really cute to, like, see my peers at that age performing on stage. But you picked out Walter Mouton to start with. And why did you want to start with Walter? Why did you pick Walter at all?
I've always been a fan of Walter. And to me, no matter where he's playing, you always feel like you're at the La Poussière Dance Hall. And he just got a real solid kind of driving sound that I just really enjoy. So I just thought I'd like to highlight some of the more traditional Cajun musicians for this particular show.
Yep, he's a good one to start off with. So what do you want to go to next, Kendall?
Up next is August Broussard and the Calcasieu Ramblers. And this one is from July of 1994.
Thank you. Wallace, du grand garçon, the big boy Wallace. Et la prochaine, une autre chanson de Walter Mouton, quelque chose qui s'appelle le Scott Playboy Special. Playboy Special. Vous avez écouté la musique de M. August Broussard, le Calcasieu Ramblers. Thank you.
And like Barry just said, that was August Broussard and the Calcasieu Playboys with Fifi Poncho. And before that, the Scott Playboy Special and the Big Boy Waltz. And that was live from the Liberty Theater in
1994.
I was so young in 1994. pre-cave, maybe. Anyway, it's a really great recording. And like I said, I haven't dug in the recordings of the Liberty Theater too much, but I can assure you there's a lot of really great stuff there just from hearing what we've heard so far today. And Kendall works as a grad student at the Cajun and Creole Archives, at CSET's Cajun and Creole Archives. And she's here today because she's helping me out with the show, picking out some music. And Jennifer Ritter, it was Jennifer Ritter's idea that they wanted to get a little more involved in the show and really showcase what they have there at the Cajun and Creole Archives. And you're not the only grad student, correct?
Correct. There's two others working there as well.
And they do different things from you, correct?
Correct. I'm not certain exactly what their projects are. I know one girl is translating and another girl is doing a lot of transcribing of things, but that's about as far as I know about their projects.
Mm-hmm. And translating, like, books or recordings?
At one point, I know she was working on the website, and then I think there were some books or manuscripts she was translating. I'm not certain of the nature of those, though.
Okay. Yeah, so, and as I had stated once before, a long time ago, there are several different kinds of media at CSET in the Cajun and Creole Archives for people to explore. Are you familiar with a lot of the different media, like the pictures, and have you really dug around? Or
A little. I know we have, like Megan said, a photo collection. There's some stuff actually on Reel to Reel that Chris Segura has worked on converting over to digital copies. Mm-hmm. And we have the Liberty, most of these up until DVDs came out, these were all recorded on VHS tapes. And there's some stuff that comes from cassette tapes, whether they were recordings of music or interviews. So there's, yeah, several different forms.
Okay. Yeah, and it's, I mean, I've dug around in a little bit of it, and but I've mostly seen what's on the filing system, like the online catalog. Mm-hmm. Of what's there. And there's a lot of really great stuff. And I wanted to mention, we were talking about people being able to access the Liberty shows, and how would they be able to do that, Kendall?
You'd have to come into the archives to access them, and first you would look on the database, and whether you're looking by song or artist, either option is fine, and you'd find which show you actually wanted to watch, and then we'd go in the back and pull the DVD for you to watch, because they're not, as of right now, accessible through the server.
Okay.
or through internet.
So you just go, they set you up with a computer, and
you dig around, and once you find what you want, we'll let you look at it on the DVD.
So cool. And
pretty simple.
Yeah, and if you've never been, it's on the third floor of the Dupre Library here on the ULL campus. And it's really nice. They have computer space for listeners if you'd like to go and learn a little bit, maybe pick up some new tunes if you're a musician. And it's all at CSET's Cajun and Creole Archives. And Kendall, what are we going to listen to next?
Up next, we have Blackie Forestier and the Cajun Aces. And this recording, we're stepping back a little bit. It's from 1991.
Cool. All right.
Blackie, pour des années, toi, t'étais un officier à la paroisse quoi, Jeff Davis, là-bas?
Ouais, t'as besoin de mentionner ça.
Ouais, mais c'est parce que la prochaine chanson... t'es plus officier à Stern.
Uh-uh.
A retired police officer playing a song called Pistol Packin' Mama's Got to Be Good. Let me tell you, you seen it up close, boys.
en samedi après-midi avec tous mes amis. Puis sous l'une, l'autre bord du coin, il y avait deux trompettes châtaignes. J'ai attendu la porte ouverte, je pouvais pas voir trop bien. Là j'ai vu, c'était ma femme, un pistolet dans sa main. Elle passe la gazette, j'ai tiré par ce pistolet. Moi je connais, c'était pas bien fait, mais tiré par ce pistolet. Elle m'a cogné sur la tête. Elle m'a juré, elle a braillé, elle a halé mes grandes oreilles. Elle a pointé le pistolet au bout de mon nez. Je s'enchaîne sur mon idée, je voulais pas qu'elle a fait. Elle passe la gazette, j'ai tiré par ce pistolet. Moi je connais, j'étais pas bien fait, mais tiré par ce pistolet.
Passe pistolet.
Merci.
Tu connais Black, quand j'allais à l'école dans Indiana, ça c'est une vraie histoire aussi. J'étais après boire une bière un soir dans un bar. Moi je restais l'autre bord du tracks. J'étais pauvre, tu connais, j'avais pas un tas d'argent. J'avais un appartement l'autre bord du tracks. Et la bataille a pris dans la place. Ça c'est une vraie histoire. La bataille a pris dans la place. Et puis moi j'étais prêt à essayer de m'arracher de là parce que je pesais à peu près 125 livres, trempe avec une brique à la main. Ça fait, c'était pas une place pour moi. Ça fait, j'étais prêt à essayer d'aller dehors. Mais je savais pas. C'est qu'un des beaux qui était dans le commencement de la bataille, il avait parti, il avait été dehors, il avait été à son char, et il était à parvenir avec un pistolet. Ça fait, j'avais fait la bonne décision, j'étais prêt à partir. La seule chose, c'est qu'on s'est rencontrés. Et il croyait que moi, j'étais un dans le tracas, tu connais, ça fait. Quand j'ai ouvert la porte comme ça, là, il a baissé son pistolet. Jack, j'aurais pu mettre ma tête dans le canon. C'était à peu près aussi gros que ça. J'aurais pu mettre un basketball là-dedans. Je m'ai échappé à mes genoux. Et j'ai dit, hold it! Et il a vu que je n'étais pas quelqu'un qu'il connaissait. Ça, il m'a passé, puis il a été en dedans. Moi, j'ai sauté sur mon bicycle, puis come to town, boy! Je connais pas quoi c'est qu'arrivé en dedans, puis j'ai jamais cherché à savoir non plus. Pas une place pour des bons petits garçons qui a été bien élevé à Haussène, je vais te dire
quoi.
Ça ici, c'est une belle valse. Une belle valse que Chuck Geary et Jimmy Newman et tant d'autres m'ont fait. Puis Black et les Cajun Aces vont faire ça. Errol va chanter ça, quelque chose qui s'appelle la valse de Tolain.
Promis de faire la mienne en
ciel, on va se joindre. Y'a voir ici, prends ma main, chante pour moi l'avance à tout l'air.
Après chanter ça, M. Black et Forestry, les Cajun Aces, vous avez écouté à Dretta Star, la valse à Toulem. Comment c'est, Black?
C'est bon, mais boy, j'apprécie ça. Mais je connaissais tout ce monde qui t'a prononcé là. Et je veux tous les remercier. Tout cela, j'ai demandé que ça vienne pour être avec nous autres ici à soir et nous donner une petite main, en montrer leur figure et danser. Ils ont tout venu.
Oh, ben ça, c'est
et là, il y en a, j'ai pas demandé, ils sont là eux aussi. C'est pour ça que j'apprécie ça et tant. Mais
c'est bon.
Dire comme un beau qui s'appelle Chaton du Barry, on se l'est descendu quelque temps passé. Il y a assez de monde, il y a du monde à toi, coup de bâton. C'est quoi ce que vous avez dit?
Ça, j'ai dit aussi, il y avait du monde qui devrait être un coup de bâton. Mais il n'y en a pas à soir.
Non,
pas
non,
à soir.
Moi, j'ai pas dit ça.
Non, pas à soir. Non, Robert Jardel dit il y a du monde à la Gaspille.
Ouais.
On a le temps pour une autre chanson dans cette partie du show, puis c'est une chanson qui s'appelle Donne-moi le.
Dans la grande, madame Edouard, si tout m'est pris. La petite, elle est belle, madame Edouard, la grosse a faim. Donnez-moi les, madame Edouard, donnez-moi les. Allez la seule, madame Edouard, comment je voulais. De la grande, madame Edouard, si tu me pries. La petite à l'épée, madame Edouard, la grosse a faim. Donnez-moi les, madame Edouard, donnez-moi les. Allez la seule, madame Edouard, comment je voulais. Thank you.
Johnny Mollet, just your Black and Forest Jail, Cajun Aces. Bien merci pour la visite.
And as Barry just said, that was Blackie Forestier and the Cajun Aces in 1991. That's live from the Liberty Theater in 1991 in Eunice. And if you're just joining me today for Encore, Kendall Broussard is here in the studio with me. And we are listening to the Liberty Theater. And she pulled all the music today from the Cajun and Creole Archives at CSET. And it's been a blast, but we're working our way down to the last quarter of the show. It's always sad when we get there, but it's been a lot of fun. So we have Jason Fry, I guess, to finish it off. And what year was that in?
This was May of 94, so almost 18 years to the day.
Almost, yeah, because it was on the 4th of May, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Almost. That's going to be cool. So who played with Blackie Forestier? We forgot to mention who was there in that band.
Well, on accordion, we had Blackie Forestier. On fiddle is Roland Broussard. Guitar was Erlen Gilbo. Drums was Autry Colgan, if I'm saying his last name right. And on bass was Bubba Guillory.
Cool. All right. And just before we go, because we're going to end on this last segment, but just before we go, when can people visit the archives if they'd like to do a little searching of their own?
Usually Monday through Thursdays between the hours of 9 and 5, and then on Fridays between 9 and noon, because the library closes at 12:30 typically on Fridays. So.
Right. And do y'all have a website?
We do. You can look it up through the library's website. I don't know it off the top of my head, but it would be under the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism.
Yeah.
Which is
CSET.
CCET. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much, Kendall, for helping me out this week and for finding all this great music.
You're welcome. It's been fun.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And thank you all for joining me and Kendall today here on Encore on 88.7 KRVS. You can look up a podcast of this show and playlists, as well as podcasts and playlists for all the other locally produced shows on krvs.org. I hope you have a great rest of the day and a great rest of the weekend. Stay tuned to KRVS.
Belle chanson, quelque chose qui s'appelle Je vais m'ennuyer, I'll be lonely. Tu vas chanter ça encore? C'était Barry Cormier. Après chanter ça, encore quelque chose qui s'appelle Je vais m'ennuyer. Oh! Thank you. Jason, t'ha preparato il microfono. T'ha preparato il microfono. No, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Not the microphone that's broken. You're not going to sing tonight? To my Lord. Alan. All right, ma giù l'accordeon, beh. Che c'è che si appella 73. 73 special.